Phone Boy Speaks, episode 493. Help me get to the point.
I was listening to my interview that I had with Jason Irwin of the Discover ADN podcast about 2 weeks ago. He interviewed me for this podcast, which is about new people or meeting people that are on app.net and actually having a real conversation rather than just exchanging words on app.net, but actually having a one-on-one conversation. What I realized listening to my own interview is that I talk an awful lot, or I can talk an awful lot. And I've had people in the past tell me that I talk a lot, and sometimes I don't get to the point. And I know this is a problem about myself, and I even had an offline conversation with someone today about this exact problem. I know I have this problem. It's no surprise, and when somebody gives me that feedback, it's not even a surprise. It's something that it's a problem I've had for a long time. One of the reasons I still do this podcast is because I'm trying to practice getting to the point. Now, with a podcast, it's very easy. I can hit the pause button. I can delete and restart. In a live conversation, that's a lot harder. So maybe that's not a good reason to actually do this, but I have to do something, right? And this is, at least doing something and trying to do something is better than doing nothing about it, I suppose. So what is the point of telling you all of this? Well, you're my listeners, and so I say a lot of stuff, and I know several of you out there actually enjoy listening to me. I mean, I don't look at my numbers, so I'm not sure exactly how many, but I do get feedback, and I've certainly gotten some good feedback from the several hours that the Discover ADN podcast has been out, where I was the interviewee rather than the interviewer. But I find that I can occasionally get questions answered this way, so I might as well ask the audience. For those of you out there, have you had this problem, or do you have this problem, and what do you do to address it? How can you make yourself more concise in a conversation? In email, it's very easy, and sometimes I spend far too long on a simple four-line email, and I understand the value of being concise, because I frequently deal with people well above my pay grade, and I want to respect their time. So if I do email them for one reason or another, I want to be very clear why I'm communicating with them and what it is I actually need from them. And email is a fact of life in the company I work for, and a lot of companies. And because I'm dealing with people all over the world, I definitely see different styles of email, and it frequently drives me nuts that some of the emails I see, I don't quite understand what they're asking for, and there's a lot of words on the page, and I've made a career out of taking a lot of words on the page and trying to make them concise. So it's something that I'm good at with when I see words, but with my own speech, it's a challenge, and I don't know how to address it. So my question for the audience is, how have you addressed that if you've ever had this problem? Or maybe there's some tips out there, and I'm sure I could use insert name of favorite search engine here to try and find answers. But I'm curious if anybody in the audience has experienced this issue and what they've done to address it. So I need to get to the point, and I need help getting to the point. So that's the question and I don't ask too many questions of my audience on the podcast, but that's today's question. How do I get to the point quicker in a verbal setting? I already know how to do it with writing, but how do I do it with on the fly, extemporaneously, as it were?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.